mental health amongst Gen Z and how much of it is real and how much of it is characterization of normal everyday life struggles.
A new report says Gen Z struggling with an anxiety and uncertainty about the future.
So now we have a generation of 20 to 30 year olds who are now freely expressing that they have anxieties, and the 30 plus crowd is actually unaware of how to solve for it.
So as a leader, sometimes if you hear some of these complaints or general expressions, do you feel that you can look at them with their authentic voice?
Do you acknowledge that things are tougher for the younger workforce?
We have made multiple changes in the policy. Work hours have been shrunk. People can now take a sabbatical for, 2 months.
I think the most toxic part of our workforce is... Devant, Kaushik, welcome to the bridge. We have two bridge veterans now, Gauri and Vidit, who represent the Gen Z world and their perspective. This is a topic that was not on the menu, but one that Gauri and Vidit became very passionate about outside, which is mental health amongst Gen Z and whether or not there is recognition in corporate India, founders, senior management, investors, etc., to understand that the lives that they live are significantly harder. So that's the context of this extempore bridge episode. But Vidit, Gauri, would love for you guys to table your thoughts.
So the way I see it, there are two things that have changed recently, which I feel like are causing so much stress and anxiety. Is number one, we live in an era of comparison, right? Where you can constantly see what everyone else is doing, right? So professionally, you can compare your achievements on LinkedIn. Personally, everyone's putting up edited images on Snapchat or Instagram and you're comparing yourself to them and so on, right? And the second thing that's happened is we live in an era of abundance where our basic food shelter needs, like on Maslow's hierarchy, have been solved for, right? So now we're at an era where all of that's taken care of. So you are thinking more inwards and thinking more about yourself, right? Both of which I think are causing a lot of mental health issues and stress. I think that is what has changed in this generation.
I think it's always existed. Mental issues. One, the language of expression has become commonplace now. So I can give it a name of what I'm feeling when I'm entering a meeting or when I'm struggling with an ailing parent. These kinds of anxieties, these are natural human responses which have always existed. Now, one, I can express it. Two, I can express it without due judgment. Of course, in certain circles that may still exist. But I think to the conversation we were having offline, which is how much of it is actually real, which I definitely agree with with it becoming more popular, people are more open to diagnosis. But even if there is no diagnosis happening, how much of when you say, oh, I have anxiety versus I am having anxiety, how many of you can differentiate? When you have an anxiety, you have a mental disorder. When you are having anxiety or you're feeling anxious, it could be a human response, it could be an emotion, it could be a mental health challenge as well. I think because we are living in a culture where some of this is more normalized, it's hard to dissociate the two, but that doesn't invalidate my feelings.
So now we have a generation of 25, 30 year olds or 20 to 30 year olds who are now freely expressing that they have anxieties. And the 30 plus crowd is actually unaware of how to solve for it.
Or whether they should solve for it at all or not.
So that's the biggest question. Like I, as a 41 year old CEO, when I see this, I will tell HR that why don't you have a chat with this person? because I am not an expert at this, right? First of all, I don't know whether to validate or invalidate it. So I need a professional to do it. And when that professional also comes back and says, this is a harder problem, we have a psychiatrist on retainer. So we have certain individuals that we have a continuous, like we tell the psychiatrist that we have one more, like based on this retainer, we can keep sending you people based on requirement. Beyond that, I'm not sure there's something that I could do because, and it's not that we don't know what, we pay for the psychiatrist, right? And then it's between the professional and the individual. What else can a workplace leader do? I'm not so sure.
So to start with, like, do you acknowledge that things are tougher for the younger workforce?
Actually,
yes and no.
You won't get a full yes. So just to segue in, I think I agree with you, Gauri, that it's always existed. It's not a 2025 thing. And what you said got me thinking. See, you mentioned two things. One is comparison. That yes, we live in an era of comparison because it's become more visible, right? I can just scroll and see. But pehle bhi tha, I could know ki, you know, whose chacha's son is doing what. It's just that now it's a multidimensional comparison. It looks like the whole world is doing better and only I'm left behind. So
that's in our face all the time.
It's in our face all the time by choice. I have the app on my phone. Yeah. So in fact, okay, I'll come to that. Second is abundance, right? You mentioned abundance mein, I now have time to look at myself. So see, here is a bit of a dichotomy, right? Ek mein we are looking outside. We are looking inside. So if you ask me, I think neither of them are fully directly responsible for the stress that we are, elevated levels of stress for sure. I blame it on two letters, IG. IG stands for Instagram. IG stands for instant gratification. And to me, because I've gone through my journey of that, right? And you have to believe in the long game to push back against investors, family, colleagues so much. So I think that's what I would, you know, place this on. And, you know, I loved what you said about freely expressing. True. You know, 20 years ago, I was scared that if I express something, consequences kya hoga of that. Right now, I think, and that's something I genuinely love about your generation, is that you're not that afraid of consequences because you have enough role models who have also gone against the grain and spoken their word. Consequences kya hoga? I'm going to lose my job. I will find a place that values my values. So, I mean, I may not like that as a company owner and runner.
I think that gives you the answer with it. The fact that there are workplaces that are not judging you for expressing it means that they're very open about acknowledging that this generation will behave a little differently. Mm-hmm. They may not know how to solve for it. Maybe there'll be comments on this episode saying, "Hey, Revanta, you are not doing enough. Your HR or your, you know, just because you're paying for a psychiatrist, it's not enough." But the fact that I'm not judging you or your work performance, this is you expressing that you have mental health issues itself is, I think, the biggest thing that a leader could do.
Yeah, but
because then you are being more objective about the fact that, yeah, this separate issue hai. Workplace, what is expected from you in a workplace is different. Can we be more objectively judging workplace performance and not getting biased with this is a very hard thing, by the way, for people who have gone.
I also feel, for example, even in large organizations, right? It's very easy. It's very easy in a large organization to have EQ. Oh, you're going through a tough time. It's okay. Take a few months off. It's totally okay. Please recuperate and come back. Who's bearing the cost of that? You're not. As a founder and CEO, you are. But as a middle manager in an organization, you're not. The organization is. And then you are reporting to a boss who will be like, this person is really going through a tough time. Oh, no, it's okay. Totally. I mean, really with you all. Who's at some point like the ether of the shareholder network, but because it's so big, it's easy to do that. The real question is how much sacrifice are you willing to take yourself to invest? And I think the best performers when they're going through a tough time, I think founders will back them far more than any large organization would. Any large organization. And we have seen even at our company, and I'm sure you guys would have also seen people who go through difficult times with their families, medical situation, etc. is when you really have to step up for people who have invested in your organization. Like when they really, like maternity is the most spoken about thing, which when you know that a high performer is going through maternity, you both are dads, you know that, okay, the organization has to step in and be there for that person for like a period of a year and you will make it happen. But for other things also, if it's someone who's done a good job, then
I actually think it's the opposite because in smaller organizations, so like you said, right, the founder is the role which has the EQ. So if I have closer relationship to the founder and they see value in me, yes, they'll take care of me, right? Whereas in larger organizations, so let's say in a bank or like we had this case recently, right? At ENY where someone took their own life, right? There isn't like people are very replaceable, especially like I come from banking and the culture there is the analyst's role is of course to learn as fast as possible. But if an analyst cannot take the stress, we'll just find another analyst of like the 10,000 applicants we have, right?
I agree.
Have you watched The Industry?
Yeah.
It's an incredible show. The first episode is about Riff and just the kind of mental psyche that starts churning amongst these analysts because they know there's going to be a reduction in force. Yeah. And what happens? I was going to come back to, because we started with this being a real issue in corporate culture, I work for a Swedish company. Before this, I was an American company, which behaved like a European company. And the trigger word we often call is people first.
Yeah.
We care about people. We care about being a family.
Yeah.
I don't think corporate culture is a family in any respect. But there is a debate that I constantly have with folks or friends of mine who are working for Indian companies, where there's this very palpable gap in how comfortable they feel expressing, talking, taking time off versus me, where if I am going through a tough time, my manager will come upfront and say, you know what, I think you're going through something, you should take some time off. And that behavior is rewarded in a company like mine, where managers go through specific training to be empathetic leaders, which means do not ruffle any feathers, let time be, or give them space and time. This is also something the American culture popularized, and obviously labor laws are much tougher there. So, and if you are treating an employee poorly, that this happens. But especially Indian startup culture is very notorious for not recognizing some of these patterns, especially when younger folks are going through it.
May I ask, sorry, which companies have you worked
at? I work at Spotify right now, and previously I worked at Twitter, which is now X.
What is Spotify's revenue and profit?
I don't know.
It must be $1 billion plus profit.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right? Twitter was, okay, abhi to $1 billion.
$1 billion profit.
I'm saying the culture in leaders generally there tends to be slightly different when it comes to managing a team versus predominantly what I've seen and experienced with my peers here.
Also, I
what
feel
is
like
the US GDP per capita?
Very high. But my point is,
number batao
na. 40,000.
88,000.
88,000
ho
gaya. Per. But. It's the GDP per capita. Hmm. What is India?
3,000.
2,500. So, again, apples to oranges ho gaya na.
No, but what you're saying is, if a company is economically progressing, this becomes a slightly top of the funnel issue.
No, but also people are people,
right?
I'm not saying that.
I'm saying that if you're building in an economy, which is a developed economy, where the infrastructure and the rails are all there, where as long as you're willing to put in X effort, then the economic value can accrue to you versus a place where the rails are not there. Like if I ask Kaushik 8 years back or 5 years back also, the amount of effort it would take, like it's not easy for him to go from store to store and travel because the same thing jo aapko lag raha hai office aane ke liye 1 ghanta lag raha hai, usko bhi har modern trade store mein jaane ke liye utna hi effort lag raha hai. Whereas let's say if you think about retail in the US, it's not just GDP per capita, which is that it's a rich country. Everything is much more well developed. So there is a Walmart and a Target. Once you get in, then things run as per that, what they're expected to. Right? So the fact that we are a poorer country with poorer infra, we were robbed blind for 200 years and now we are trying to come out of poverty. It's just a very different place to build a startup. I'm not trying to say that startups should be trivializing or be toxic. I'm just saying that the premise is what I'm contesting. Because the premise is that, oh, look at the US. These guys are so much better at building startups. They will be because they're operating in a very different market.
But then do the principles of working with people change just exactly. Because your economics...
So they do actually. If you see a Japan...
I agree with him. They will not be the same across geographies. I'll tell you why. Why is there a large debate about Europe stagnating and the culture people complaining about 40-hour work weeks as well? And here you have India who's trying really hard to catch up. Now imagine, either there are two ways to live life. Either you say, I'm not in any race, which is fine. We will not be judgmental. It is your decision if you don't want to be in a race. But if as a country you think I am in a race, mujhe 5 trillion pahunchna hai, so then there are others who I'm competing against. Now, if this person ahead of me is running at a certain pace, and I also run at the same pace, you know what's going to happen? I am never going to overtake or catch up with the person. So, that person can coast. My lungs will burst. There will be lactic acid development in my knees. But I will have to take that short-term pain to overtake that guy. Forget about a guy. Overtake my goal. So, I see short-term, it's a choice. I don't want to be prescriptive at all. So, if somebody says, mujhe race mein rehna nahi hai, I'm like, theek hai, cool. I know I made the choice. And hence, I will have to do those rounds. And I can't say that, yo, bahar toh, they have people to do this. And why should I be doing this? And I'm sure you would have gone through. So that's my
fair. For example,
if you look at, you spoke in the last episode about your family kind of migrating up. Forget about US versus India, the body different cultural situation, right? In India, in the same family, the problems that would be top of mind for you today versus the problem that would be top of mind for your grandmother 50 years back would be vastly different, all else equal.
Yeah.
Your cultural, your genetic, everything is the same, just your economics have become different. So your ability to focus on, let's say, problems that are more real to you, your grandmother would never have. Unke liye to chula jalana yaar. Koyla kahan se layenge? Doodh ke liye 10 din, like every 10 days you have to wait for a couple of liters of milk.
Fair.
No, so problems are different.
No, but
problems are different. I don't want to comment on the magnitude of the problem. Problems are different.
I agree. I'm not saying magnitude is up or down. I'm saying the problems are different.
Yeah, the different
so
problems, that's
Spotify or like you're saying $88,000 per capita versus us, I think the problem becomes different.
No, but the disconnect is that while we might be 30 years behind the US in terms of economy, and you're right, right? As from a shareholder perspective, you need to sweat your assets far harder here.
Yeah.
As an employee, I am living in 2025 and so is the American guy, right? Like my access to the internet and what I see as normal behavior is the same. So just because...
So you're saying that aapke liye peer pressure ho raha hai because aap Instagram pe dekh rahe ho ki US mein chill maar rahe ho, mereko mehnat karna
padega. And hum to isi generation mein reh rahe hai na.
But aapke paas option hai na US mein kaam karne ka.
Can I flip the question?
No, but actually I'm very confused. Ki aapke paas option hai na. Why do you want to marao in an Indian startup? When you can go and work
but
in the
why
US.
Should the, why should we go to the US when the startup can also try to be slightly more empathetic in its
and
operation?
And not everyone has the opportunity to just go to the US
somewhere
right?
else.
Can I flip the question?
Actually, I'm just waiting. I don't know if you guys hear, I'm sure everyone loves Naval, but he was on the All In podcast recently. And I loved the segment where he spoke about parenting. So the guy is a billionaire. He has everything that he can give to his kids. So he homeschools them. He doesn't send them to school. He says, jitna ice cream khana khao, jo karna hai karo. The only thing he asks them is to do math and reading for 2 hours in the day. And the only thing he's trying to teach them is agency. Effectively by agency, it means ki if you are in an unfamiliar situation, can your mind figure out a way to come out of it? Because that is the only thing that's going to help a child be prepared for the future. I think the problem that you're saying is, I'm saying you have agency, figure it out. You're saying, why should I have agency? Because I may not be able to go to the US. No, that's the, it's the same. See, there are 8 billion people in this world, right? Everybody can say that the world should be a better place or they can do something about it, right? My ask to people is do something about it versus saying that, hey, the world should be a better place. Because if Elon Musk started saying that I'm a trillionaire, I should relax. No, he's saying, let's make the world a better place. As I reflected on the conversation, I could take it two ways. Ki yaar, ye shareholder kabhi khush nahi hota hai, isko aur paisa banana hai. Or I could think that, yaar, this guy is really saying that you have the potential to maybe create something significant. Why don't you go ahead and do that? I think we need more people like that in the world who will inspire you.
My question to you. Yeah, my question to you is, I think, let me flip the question with Vidit and Gauri. And I think, frankly, there's such incredibly smart people that I think any of us would be lucky to kind of have them as colleagues. My question to you would flip and say that, does it make economic sense for company owners and CEOs to actually go the extra mile, which let's say a poorer economy like India cannot afford right now, to hold on to folks that might need some slack, maybe more than what we might have needed at their age or whatever, because long term that value creation is
I think it absolutely does.
I think it's subjective.
So that's the flip.
It absolutely does. Please do help point me to those leaders so I can learn from them. No, I'm being honest. I would love to learn how to be, while being, I think I do have EQ as a leader, but in balancing this objective value creation and EQ, I would love to take help from people who have done it and created 100x value in 10 years. While being this as well, I would love to understand that and learn from them. I think we need those. Absolutely agree. Unfortunately, at least all the CEOs I meet, I'm not able to get that answer from them. So do we need them? Absolutely, yes. Is there a way to, it's almost like founder mode versus manager mode when, you know, that post came out. I don't know if you've read the post, right?
Yeah.
I mean, the amount of cacophony from founders that came, thank God this post has come out, because and it was not that they wanted to be toxic, and but they just realized that it's okay to be in founder mode, right?
But on that note, guys, Vidit, Gauri, I think you guys have been just forced, at least me, to think a lot harder about this. And maybe we should take some of this back to Bombay Shaving Company also. But I think you guys are just phenomenally self-aware about not only this, but also in general, your, you know, the Gen Z that you represent it always surprises me with how self-aware you are at an age where I don't know what we were doing, but it's incredible to see. Because I think that's just a good thing, and it'll make organizations, and I'm assuming you guys will be like a way better leaders than us. But thank you so much for spending time on a topic that is borderline cancel friendly.
You have to cut a lot of my points.
No, but thank you so much.
Fantastic. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Very helpful. Very stimulating.